This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Normally, I don't do this kind of a broadcast, but I was on the phone with a gal a few days ago, and she was passionate at that time on the phone about something called critical race theory. And I thought there has to be something more to this passion. She seemed, absolutely absorbed by what is happening with critical race theory and in her area, Silicon Valley, California. So she's lived there for over 50 years. She studied at the University of California. She studied law and accounting and psychology. She has some children. And she is outraged at what is happening in terms of critical race theory and what the government is doing in her neck of the woods. I'd like to introduce you to your newest instructor, and I'm not going to give you her last name at this point because I don't know where this is going to go. It may become dangerous for her. So at this point, I'm not going to give you her last name. I'm just going to introduce you to her by her first name. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm delighted to have you on the air and to talk about this. So, Lindley, let's start with this. For those who haven't heard of critical race theory, what is it?
Okay. That's an important starting point. Critical race theory's main tenet says that all the people of the world are divided into oppressors and the oppressed. And here in the United States, all 100% of white people are now considered oppressors who benefit from undeserved advantages. And all black people have been, are, and always will be oppressed by white people. So that's pretty much the ground floor there.
Okay, so what we're talking about is that this is divide us and let's have another civil war. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, very much so. They're trying to divide us just as the Marxists do. It's all Marxist ideology. And Marxist ideology tries to divide culture or society by race, by class. And here in the United States, with the help of LGBTQ, we are also being divided by gender. So everything under the sun that they can do to divide us is what they're doing. But they're definitely going after race, and they've turned everything upside down.
And back in the 70s, when I was applying for the admission to the university, I wanted to be a teacher, and I wanted to go to the same university that my dad attended and graduated from as a teacher. And I was pumping gas that summer, and there was a young black man who had a decal on the back window of his vehicle that I was pumping gas into. And I said, so you're going to the university? And he said, yeah. And I said, so how'd you do on the exam? He said, what exam? I said, the entrance exam. And he said he didn't take it. So that told me right then and there that, and by the way, I did not get into the university. I went to an all-boys Catholic preparatory high school, for the idea was this school, this high school that I attended, was to prepare me for college. and I didn't get in. And it wasn't like I was the poorest performing student in my graduating class. I wasn't number one, but I wasn't the bottom either. And I was somewhere in the middle, and I didn't get in. But that was the era of black people getting an unfair advantage over white people. And that was the era when you went to college, you would fill out a form to indicate your race. They would say, okay, so there are nine choices here. Are you an Asian Island Pacificer? Are you black? Are you Latin descent, etc.? And it was, and then there was other. There was no white. You would click other or check other if you were white. So when you mentioned that the oppressed, all black people are oppressed, I don't think that's exactly accurate. I mean, I know you're not saying that, but I'm challenging that. That is not true. Now, there have been some, you know, obviously slavery is absolutely positively wrong, but there are lots of people who are slaves, including me right now. I'm an economic slave. Lindley, please continue.
Okay, well, critical race theory does use terms today like white supremacy and white privilege, and they're using a term called white fragility. White fragility says that if you don't know you're racist, that says you're racist right there. If you're white and you don't know you're racist, that's you're racist. So critical race theory is also using other terms to mislead us so you don't know what's going on. Those terms are diversity, equity, and inclusion, which I am seeing everywhere. And now I'm hearing transformative social emotional learning. Okay, these are all terms to mask critical race theory, the term, the title. Here in my town, they're running a campaign that which the website says diversity, equity, and inclusion, but the banners that we have on the polls throughout our town say, listen, learn, change, and grow. And so what they're doing is they're taking terms or words and they're using them in a way that makes you think everything's all beautiful and happy. But behind it is the actual racism.
Okay, but it's not just racism, right? It's gender identity as well?
They're including everything right now, Vince. They're including class. Right? Rich and poor, they're including race, black and white, they're including gender, you know, X, Y, Z, and A, B, whatever you are.
And so are they saying, okay, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, why don't you get up off some of that money and help everyone who is downtrodden, the people whom you got that money from? Are they saying that?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Okay, what I'm saying is, are they saying to the ultra, ultra wealthy, how about taking some of that wealth and helping fix some of our nation's problems? Are they doing that?
You know, I think that the elite are part of the problem. They're the ones pushing this.
That's why I asked that question.
The equity part. Yeah, the equity part. So in the diversity, equity, inclusion, equity is being used to make it sound like it's equality, but equity means that the end result is equal, whereas equality means we all have equal opportunity. You can either be a bum or you can work your butt off, but in the end, you're going to get what you deserve, what you work for. So they're trying to say equity, but equity actually means, per a UCLA law professor, that we're going to transfer ownership of property. So if you have more than, if A has more than B or white has more than black, white's going to give whatever they have over to everyone else to make it equal.
Well, actually, I think that's kind of wonderful. So Bill Gates, the largest farmland owner in the United States, can get up off some of that land and help people who would like to become farmers but have no way of buying land. He can give them some land. Wouldn't that be great? Okay. And then we can all help people become farmers. You know, I'm actually kind of kidding because he would never do that. He wants to accumulate
right.
More and more and more for himself. But and I have a problem. I have a problem with the elite grabbing more and more and more and leaving less and less and less for those who are actually working. So who started this mess?
Okay, so the behind the scenes is, of course, it comes from Karl Marx and his Communist Manifesto, which he wrote in 1848. Then that was brought into Germany. Of course, Hitler used it very successfully. The United States also segregated by race. But you know what? The Americans, we knew better. We knew better. So we made the, we voted in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 because we knew it was wrong. The Republicans knew it was wrong. The conservatives knew it was wrong. So then what happened is, in the 1960s, we had a great big advancement in civil rights, and everything was going in a good direction, you know, we all thought. But then in the 70s, it stagnated, and these white liberal intellectuals who were writers and so forth, they didn't like that. They wanted to keep it going. So they created this new thing called critical race theory based on Marxism, and they got it into the government. So by 1989, they were having a private meeting to figure out how to do this. By the 90s, it was in our government and being taught everywhere. And that, of course, includes the Department of Education. So now our teachers, everyone from the top down, is being taught this ideology. And now it has actually come right into the classroom, and it's being taught to our white, black, brown, purple, everybody's kids. And, you know, like they say, they came after the plumber, and, you know, then they came after this person and that person, and I did nothing. And all of a sudden, everybody was gone, and there was no one to defend me. So we need to think about this, because it might be white today, but, and actually, let me just say that I understand that Asians are a subgroup of white today. So they're going after them, too, and the Jews. We're all in on it, so don't be fooled. Did I answer that question?
you seem absolutely passionate the way you were on the phone about this. And is this affecting you and your family?
It is. We have in the classroom today at the high school, we have classes such as microaggressions. And how to be an equity leader. So they're actually teaching our kids how to be Marxist soldiers. They've also absolutely infiltrated the school system with LGBTQ. And our girls are becoming boys, and our boys are becoming girls. I like to say California is where the masked men are pussies and the women are men.
Now,
it's pretty backwards here.
I was hour number one was with my boyhood friend Pat Guadagno, and back then boys were boys and girls were girls. There was the girls' restroom at the school. There was the boys' restroom. The girls had a gym class separate from the boys, etc. And we were certain that there were differences. One thing you didn't do was you didn't hit a girl. You just didn't do it. And we didn't have boys dressing up as girls and girls dressing up as boys and using each other's bathrooms or restrooms or showers. None of that happened. Has that changed?
That's changed a lot, and I'm totally happy to tell my story because it's very real and it's affected my entire family.
Okay, we'll be right back. Hold that thought, Lindley.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why can't
you
got your
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, this is the first time Lindley has been on the air with us here at USA Prepares. She has become a USA Prepares instructor. And I'm only using her first name to protect her. And she mentioned at the end of the last segment that she'd be happy to tell her story. Lindley, I want you to think this thing through. I really don't have a complete idea of where you're going to go with this, but I want you to be careful and consider your safety and security with what you say next. Okay? You've got the floor. You can say whatever you'd like.
I'll do that. Thank you for the warning. And I'm aware. I am around a lot of liberals here, you know. So 3 years ago, first of all, I have identical twin daughters. That usually means they're a lot the same. So one of my daughters came home about 3 years ago after being counseled by an organization called CASSY, that's C-A-S-S-Y, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, Y. And they're a critical race theory based mental health organization that's contracted with our schools here. And I didn't know this at the time, of course. So my daughter came home 3 years ago and told me that she's decided she's a boy and this is her new name. And I'll tell you, Vince, everybody jumped right on board. It was like we were already indoctrinated, like the whole family was already indoctrinated, because we had, you know, we had Harvey Milk, and blah, 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 right? We're San Francisco, right? We got gay people. No problem. We all love gay people, right? We're used to that. But they've taken it to an extreme here. So my daughter comes home and says that, and like I said, we all jump on board, okay? The identical twin sister. Oh, new name right away. No problem. He, him, my brother, your son, mom, you know, the whole thing. Even my older child jumped right on. My parents did too. All the grandparents, the cousins, everybody jumped right on board like it was no big deal, or like nobody wanted to do the wrong thing, right? So we've been doing that for 3 years, and you know, the love doesn't change, but the name does, and the gender apparently does. So now that I've learned so much about critical race theory, I now understand what I think really happened. And, you know, it's so I started homeschooling my kids in January because of three reasons. One, the school play for my kids' freshman year was called She Kills Monsters. And just before the intermission, the three main characters, who are all girls, and one of the main characters is, quote unquote, the devil's daughter. This is in the school play at the high school. So the devil's daughter is one of the best friends, and right before intermission, the main character of the three turns to the audience and says, "I'm gay," and starts kissing the devil's daughter on stage right in front of me. Well, that kind of hit home because now I have a trans son, and he's working the backstage, and I'm seeing this, and I'm thinking, oh, now they're associating LGBTQ with the devil. What am I missing here? So that was a shocker. I actually left right at that moment crying and went out and scolded the theater teacher. Then I went and had a meeting with the principal, who told me that it was their obligation, their responsibility to expand the minds of our children. The next thing that happened is a video came across to the parents. My other daughter had a class, and the class sent a video home to the parents. It was a skit that was being acted out and by the students in the class, and the skit was of welcoming a new student into the school, and would this new student like to take the class that they're promoting? So the student, acting as the principal, welcomes the new student as by saying, "Welcome to my gulag." Now, I don't know about the audience here, but I know what a gulag is, and I don't think that's a very nice place to have my children go to school. So then the third thing was the critical race theory, and so I'm done.
Lindley, you just delivered an emotional presentation as to your story. And let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back.
Sure.
We've got a half hour to go. It's an amazing story.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A few more bodies have been recovered from the partially collapsed apartment building in North Miami on Thursday. Nearly 100 people remain unaccounted for as rescue workers continue their search for survivors in the rubble. President Biden approved an emergency declaration in the state of Florida and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then, the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
Extreme temperatures will reach the Pacific Northwest United States for the next few days. Portland, Oregon is expecting temperatures in the 110s through the weekend. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Biden announced Thursday, we have a deal, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan formed with a group of bipartisan senators.
We made serious compromises on both ends. They'll give you the numbers. But they did not, and I understand their position, Republicans and this group did not want to go along with any of my family plan issues, the child care tax credits, the human infrastructure that I talk about. And we'll see what happens in reconciliation bill and the budget process. If we get some compromise there, and if we can't, see if I can attract all the Democrats to a position that is there. But they're going to move in a dual track. And that's what I'll say. But I want to thank each and every one of them. It's been, you know, a lot of us go back a long way where we're used to doing one thing. Give each other our word, and that's the end. Nobody questions it. They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has yet to sign off on the deal. And Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, has threatened to revolt if the compromise does not go far enough on their key priorities. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Thursday that the House would not take up a bipartisan infrastructure bill if the Senate did not also pass a budget reconciliation package. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Emotional presentation by Lindley, talking about her story and her family. Lindley, how do you think this consulting group, CASSY, this critical race theory organization, this consulting group that has been hired by your school and paid for with taxpayers' funds, how do you think that has impacted your daughter's opinion that she biologically now thinks of herself as a he? How did this group impact that in your mind?
Well, they claim to be critical race theory based. That includes all of the indoctrination that we know is going on. And yes, I think that it had a huge effect. As a matter of fact, I really can't even tell you too much because they didn't tell me anything. I don't even know the name of the counselor. I don't even know how often my child was going because they didn't tell me. What happened is one day I had a woman who I've been working with in the school since my kids were three, and she called and said, you know, we just wanted you to know. And I went, what? And then I actually had to call back and get more clarification because I wasn't sure if I was hearing her correctly. And that was it. Bam, done. One day. That was it. Never, nothing before, during, or after. Just that. So, yes, Cassie, I think, is very responsible.
Lindley, in your mind, and you would be the best judge of this, in your mind, would your daughter have determined in her mind that she was a he if she didn't go to the public training camp? Let me say this a different way. If your daughter did not go to public school, do you think that your daughter would think she was a boy right now, or would she still be a girl?
She would still be a girl, and I'll tell you why. I know an awful lot about things that people don't know a lot about. But anyways, my point is I know that my child would have known when she was 2, 3, 4, 5 that she was a boy. If she really was, if that little soul came into our world as the wrong sex, I really believe that my child and all children know. They know instantly. They know from birth. Okay? This isn't something that you decide. This isn't a choice. I think it was a choice. Okay. I think she was given many choices. There was a time before she came out that she was asking me about being a tomboy. And I said, well, you know, a lot of girls are tomboys because they see all the boys off having fun. Of course. You know, that's normal. But would she have gone this far? No way. No way. There was nothing like that going on in our household. And just to be clear, we read the Bible every night. We read every single night of my children's life until they were 10, and I bought those darn Chromebooks. What a mistake that was. But then I think that the school just took over, and I could feel it too because I was losing ground with my children. They weren't listening to me. They would actually tell me what I was allowed to talk to them about. Okay, there was a lot of disrespect for my oldest child. I think that came from the school. I think that they're teaching the kids that your parents, they're just there maybe to take care of you, but, you know, don't listen to them. So it's been a very difficult job as a single parent raising my three kids in this environment. And our mayor, if I may say, our mayor is promoting it big time. She recently said in our magazine, in our local magazine, she said that our town has systemic racism. Well, we're 78% white and less than 1% black. She's also head of an organization in the county that just promoted an event online called Let's Talk About Race. And they're all critical race theory. She's also head of CAFI. Oh, imagine that. Oh, hmm. So she's head of our town promoting critical race theory. She's head of CAFI promoting critical race theory in schools. And she's head of Cities Association here in the county. So I don't know. And she's not white, but she married a white man. And now she's calling her white husband racist. I'm confused because she's Filipino. And of course we voted her in, but somehow we have systemic racism. The whole thing is so radical and irrational and illogical and arbitrary and
immoral.
The end times, just like in the Bible, I'm telling you, right? Evil is good and good is evil. That's where we are. That's where we are in Santa Clara County in California, Silicon Valley.
Lindley, the courage that you are exhibiting right here, right now, is extraordinary. You are literally taking on the perverts of the world. That's what you're
happily
doing.
Thank you.
And
I'm happy to do it.
Lindley, I am side by side with you. I don't want you to think that you are all by yourself. It's you and me now. And I'm sorry that we're doing it, but I think we have a moral obligation to expose the perverts of the world for what they are doing. There's a television show that I've recommended to our class. It's called The Walking Dead. Have you ever seen that series?
No. I was going to say earlier that we don't watch television because I didn't want the outside world, you know, penetrating my children, but so much
okay.
for that.
Let me explain why I've recommended The Walking Dead, the series, as homework. Because it shows what happens when society collapses. It shows individual greed. It shows how people can work together until someone decides that he is more equal than the others and takes advantages and lies and cheats and steals and so forth. And there's one character by the name of Negan. Now, Negan is a teacher, and I use that in quotes, teacher in quotes. And what he really did is build a small army of people who have survived this plague that has destroyed most of humanity, most of man. And he walks around with a baseball bat. And on the business end of the baseball bat, it's wrapped in barbed wire. And this baseball bat is covered in blood. And when he's teaching people and he wants to get their attention, he swings the business end of that baseball bat. It meets their head and blood goes spurting everywhere. And he says, the equivalent of, y'all listen up now, I'm talking, pay attention, and bam, he kills somebody. Okay. Now, when you were talking about what is happening to your family and what the school system is doing behind your back and how they are corrupting these young, precious minds and twisting their thoughts toward perversion, the thing that comes to, oh, by the way, Negan named his baseball bat after his beloved wife who died. And her name was Lucille. So this baseball bat has a name, and the name is Lucille. And what I was thinking about when you were talking about this is how many people are going to bring Lucille with them to the school board meetings, to the principal's houses, to the teachers' houses who are all supporting this, to the school board's houses. How many people are going to bring a baseball bat with them? And I'm talking about literally. I'm talking about figuratively. I'm not advocating violence. But these people are corrupting the young, our bloodline. They are destroying our bloodline. And it makes my blood boil. So, the question, class, to all of you, is are you going to allow this to happen in your village? Isn't that the question, Lindley?
Yep. We can't do it. Just so many of us. We need numbers. We need to all stand up. We do need to go to their homes. We need to fight every moment that we can in every possible way. They're hiding behind Zoom meetings here in California. Okay? Now, the school board just opened up so we can go face them finally. We have yet to do that, but we will be doing that. We're going to be going at this from all different directions, but we need more people.
Lindley, I can almost guarantee, I've been in a number of these fights with the county governments. I've been in fights. And I'm not talking about fist fights. I'm talking about where they wanted to do something immoral. They wanted to enrich themselves. They wanted their agenda to trample the little people. And we have fought them. And I can tell you that ads in the paper don't work. that letters to the editor don't work, that meetings in homes, like what are we going to do about this, don't work. Going on the radio and television, that doesn't work. The only thing, going to these public meetings and signing petitions and speaking and being one of 50 people allowed, you know, 90 seconds to express one's views in opposition, they don't work. They don't work because the minds have already been made up. The meetings at the level of the government that is in favor of this perversion, of this takeover, this takedown of the United States of America, that has already been decided privately. And then these public meetings are just for show to let you think that you have a voice. Okay? You don't have a voice. Your vote doesn't count. Okay? In my opinion. So the only thing that works is when these people are individually afraid of the mob. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In Washington, D.C., there was a protest, and the government was actually afraid that they were going to be overthrown by the villagers who were protesting because they showed up en masse and they came into the buildings. Okay? Now, showing up at the school board office, and we've done this. We've been at these county meetings where there's standing room only inside, and outside there's overflow, and the police are in riot gear. I've been there at the front lines of that. I've actually been the point of that. And I've been at meetings where the meetings have been shut down because they're afraid Vin Fenella is going to cause a riot. And I wasn't a broadcaster back then. I was just a farmer. My intent was not to cause a riot. My intent was to stop what the government was doing. And back then, it was putting a dump on an aquifer in our county. Another one was they wanted to put a private prison as the centerpiece of our little town of 500 people. So we were able to stop both of those. But it was painful. And I realized that the only way to do it is when these government types, and that's what you're talking about. You're talking about school people that are paid government employees and the consultants. The only way to stop them is when they're afraid of the villagers. That's the only way to stop them. That doesn't mean you have to beat them up. But if they're afraid they're going to lose their position, their job, that's enough. That's enough to cause them to back down.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
First, I want to make sure it's absolutely crystal clear that I and Lindley are not advocating violence, nor rioting, nor anything other than peaceful protesting. But I do have a hypothetical question for the class, and maybe you too, Lindley. So what would happen if baseball became an overnight success? And all of a sudden, the stores sold out of baseball bats. And a lot of the residents of your area of Silicon Valley were fans of baseball and walked around with, you know, your prized possession, which happened to be a Louisville Slugger baseball bat, and you walked into stores with them. You walked, you visited the schools with them. And when people said to you, "What are you doing?" You could just say, "Well, I am such a big fan of baseball. I have this constant reminder, and I'm just here for the game." You know, when they say to you, "What are you doing with the baseball bat at the high school or the elementary school?" "I'm just here for the game." Is it today? What do you think would happen? Do you think that people might get the message that you absolutely object to the perversion that they are teaching your children? Do you think that maybe they'd get the message that you will not let them destroy your bloodline? Our daughter went to the university early. She started attending the university at age 14. She was homeschooled. And she came home from school, and this is like 20 years ago. And she said, "Oh, yeah, homosexuality, that's just, you know, just an alternative lifestyle. It's perverted." And they were teaching that at the university back then. Lindley, any comments about what I just said?
Well, the thing that comes to my mind is, you know, we got to love everybody no matter what. But it's very difficult to love people who are pushing their agenda on you. You know, they won't let us push our agenda on them. So I just think that they need to get out of our house, get out of our bedroom, get out. I don't want to see it. Seriously, they can. Everybody can do whatever they want, but you don't tell other people what to do, right? We all have free will, you know. And I feel like it's child abuse, it's psychological abuse. They've done a heck of a job at really destroying the families here in California, because I know I'm not the only one. They're dropping like flies. The girls are choosing to be boys just because it's cool, you know, and then all of a sudden it's too late. But anyways, I have learned enough, and I'm re-educating my children. I intend to educate my children to the point of getting them to really understand what this Marxist ideology is all about. And it's not about continuing the human race.
You know, there's an old story, and I'm paraphrasing it. This isn't exactly right, but Mark Twain said that when he was, you know, let's say 8 years old, he couldn't believe how dumb his father was. And then by the time he was 15 years old, he couldn't believe how much his father learned, you know, in those 7 years. And, you know, children don't know everything. They think they do, but they don't. And, you know, give them a few more years and they might look back at their behavior and being coerced by a bunch of people whom they were led to respect, who were actually deviant in their behavior. That really wasn't the best choice. And we as parents have an obligation to do the best we can to raise our children and teach them the difference between right and wrong. And this is absolutely, positively wrong, what is happening in the school system that you are talking about. And the parents need to rise up with righteous indignation. And I can't even talk about how to do that, maybe, but I don't want you to put you at risk. But there's a way that this can be done, class, and peacefully, and put the fear of God in these parasites and these perverts who are taking our money and corrupting our children and destroying our families. It's wrong, and we cannot allow this to happen. Any disagreement, Lindley, in what I just said, that we cannot allow this to happen?
We have already allowed it to happen. We now have to stand up and stop sitting down comfortably in our leather chair watching the boob tube. We need to get up and go and hunt down these people, yes, and face them and let them know enough is enough. We're not playing this game anymore. Get LGBTQ and BLM out of our town. They're putting rainbow crosswalks in our town now. That's what they're voting on now. They're doing gender neutrality? Come on. No, we need to stand up face to face and be loud and be big.
Lindley, I mentioned years ago on the air that, you know, when people used to go shopping, and I mentioned that if Mrs. Finelli went into the Chinese factory outlet, which I refer to, meaning Walmart, if Mrs. Finelli went into the ladies' restroom at the Chinese factory outlet and some guy followed her in because he thought that he was a woman at that second, that if my boys were there, I were there, that guy, you'd hear a lot of noise, and that guy would come out bloody. Absolutely, but broken nose, just to say the least. We would not tolerate that kind of behavior. And class, I'm not advocating violence, but you need to pay attention to what's happening and confront these people. Lindley, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.